It's Tuesday, March 29th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Office real estate warning signs, Okta's internal password screw up, and a big gaming event shares its attendance numbers. This is the Business of Tech. New data from the real estate market shows the vacancy rates have changed. They continue to go up across major markets. Digging into it, Barclays analysts noted last week that the share of office mortgages that have been assigned to either watch lists of loans showing signs of being in trouble or special servicing, where loans with missed payments are sent, has hit more than 21%. That's the highest since the financial crisis. GeekWire, which covers much Seattle-based news, dug into the changes in population in King County, Washington, which contains Seattle and Bellevue, big tech hubs. It's down 20,000 people between July 2020 and July 2021. The Next Web did their analysis in the UK. Yes, resignations did rise sharply from the end of 2020 and into 2021. Why? Similar to data reported yesterday, for new jobs. Oh, and better paying ones. Couple that with new data in a change not just where we work, but also when. Axios reports on research showing roughly half of people are night owls, dictated by genetics, not choice. The coverage cites examples of leaders and creatives whose peak times are later. Why do we care? So, which matters more? Executives proclaiming the return to the office, or occupancy data and office mortgages being deemed problematic? I'll go with the mortgage data. This is also a slow-moving insight, as leases are long-term commitments. Today's takeaway: there is opportunity in flexibility. Future-forward organizations find ways to be flexible to employees' wants to meet the market where it is. Now to follow up on the Okta breach again. First, the company has apologized for not telling customers sooner about their breach. Quote, "We want to acknowledge that we made a mistake. Sitel is our service provider for which we are ultimately responsible. In January, we did not know the extent of the Sitel issue, only that we had detected and prevented an account takeover attempt and that Sitel had retained a third-party forensic firm to investigate. At that time, we didn't recognize that there was a risk to Okta and our customers. We should have more actively and forcefully compelled information from Sitel." The disclosures to customers happened after Lapsus bragged about the breach. The company maintains that only 366 customers are impacted. A leaked post-mortem report from Mandiant tells more detail about the security lapses. Top among those is a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet named domadmins-lastpass.xlsx, which the Lapsus attacker found on a computer system at Sitel-owned Sykes Enterprises, which provides outsourced customer support for Okta. The file name indicates that credentials stored in LastPass may have been exported to an Excel spreadsheet. It also reveals the Lapsus hackers had, quote, "little regard for OPSEC," end quote, used the credentials to create backdoor users, used off-the-shelf tools from open-source code repository GitHub for most of their attacks, and set up email forwarding for all messages within Sitel to accounts controlled by the attacker. The group had access over a five-day window from January 16th to 21st. Why do we care? Because leaving the domain admin passwords in an exported Excel file seems bad. On the flip side, the hackers were not necessarily as sophisticated as previously thought. Scary when the company in question is the security gatekeeper for other companies. And that's my takeaway. If you're making claims about being a security company, you sure had better back that up with operational excellence. It's one thing to be an end customer who gets breached. There are very different sets of expectations the moment you claim to be in the security business. And there are a lot of companies in technology now claiming to be security ones. Be very sure before you make that claim, and be sure you can maintain it. Let's check in on the Games Developer Conference that just concluded in San Francisco as a gauge for in-person events. Organizers announced a 2022 attendance figure of 17,000, down 41% from the record 29,000 attendees at GDC 2019. However, 5,000 of those attendees were signed on for the virtual component of the show, so the actual convention center crowd was closer to 12,000, or down 59% compared to 2019. For color and insight into the ground feel, the Washington Post gave some insight, highlighting both the promoted rules and the inconsistency on site. Now, why do we care? It's that down 59% I was most interested in. Large-scale events are changing, and tracking this set of numbers is where I'm curious. Events aren't gone forever, nor would they be 100% instantly returned. So the question is, what percentage are they returning to, and where will they land ongoing? I consider this data something of a proxy for other changes post-pandemic, and a simple one to track, which is why I care about it. Off about 60% is pretty striking. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust default deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.